Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, welcome, and thank you for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. My name is Zach Brittle. I'm here with Laura Heck. Did you hear the rumor that we are hosting a seven principles workshop here in about a month? First weekend of March. We would love for you to have us. If you're wondering, like, what is that thing? We're going to tell you all about it in this episode. If you already know that you're interested, go to marriagetherapyradio.com. The registration page is there. We would love to have you. It's going to be a great time. If you don't know about it, but you might be interested, I have good news for you. This is a very cool conversation. Stick around.
I'm just excited to tell you about all the purging that I've been doing.
That's pretty cool. Because this is officially our first episode in February, and we all know
February is the new January. Which so is ironic, because I'm wearing orange, and orange is the new black. Get it? I'm pretty sure we've said this to
That's
each
like
other.
That's like 10 years old.
5 years ago. Yeah.
Orange is the new black is like 10 years old.
Love the way you say orange. Yeah. Okay. So let me tell you about my purging.
Well, Yes. I want to hear all about your purging. I'll go very quickly to say I am stretching. I got this very cool email from this lady that listens to the podcast. Her name starts with K. I don't know if her name is Karen, but
could
she
be Lisa.
Was very sweet and sent me some videos. Lisa and Kim. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Kim. I'm going to get this very nice email from a lady named Kim who sent me some stretching videos, and I'm going to do it. I am doing it. I've started doing it. But I actually upgraded. I got like a subscription to a little stretching service. So we'll see how that goes. I don't think it's my goal it's like my official goal, but it's somewhere in the neighborhood of that. So thank you, Kim or Lisa or whatever.
Yeah.
And also tell me about your purging.
Okay. Before you just started talking about, talking about stretching, which reminded me of this email that my husband sent me. And I don't know, like, how can I put it? I love my husband to pieces. I find many ways in which I appreciate him, but he did something that gave me a full-on lady boner, and I was so excited. Okay. Maybe that I should have said, like, hey, I'm going to say lady boner. And maybe cover your ears.
I don't know, children. Dude. We just did three like pretty explicit interviews.
People
that I
should
think,
know.
Yeah.
Do not listen to this in the car with the kids.
How much do you want to be Candace Horbeck's best friend?
We already are best friends, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah. We've been hanging out. She was brilliant. Emily is brilliant. I actually started listening to her new podcast, which is really fun.
As you are. Yeah.
Yes. So, okay. I have to tell you. So husband sent me an email. This is what it was
your
like.
Husband,
yes, my husband. And it was titled like 2023 fitness and life goals or something like that. So already
automatically you're like, whew.
I was like, oh yeah, yeah. I'm getting hot and heavy in here. He's speaking my love language. So he outlined, he was like, this is how I want to eat. This is how I want to sleep. This is how I want to recover. This is all these things. And literally I was like slipping off my chair. He was really speaking like the good stuff to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So
but then you were like, and you have still a few days because January.
It's not
February
quite February. Yeah. He's just making some big life changes. This is the part where you said, I hate hearing. You were upset with me that you were hearing about major life changes.
I do not get upset with you.
You do too.
I don't think upset's the right word. However, you sent a text to me and Jason.
Yes.
And it had a major piece of life news. And I was like, I do not like hearing about life news of yours in this way.
Yeah. Well, we've kind of talked about this before on the podcast where we've talked about switching roles and the roles that we would need to switch is that I would become the breadwinner and really have to focus
you too.
On.
I thought you were talking about you and me. I was like, no, we haven't talked about this ever.
Uh-oh. No.
You were like, we've talked about this. You know, where we go switching roles. And I'm like, what? What are we talking about? Okay. You and Ryan have indeed gone back and forth sometimes about who is going to carry the lion's share. Yes.
Yeah.
I remember this. Go.
And I have, this last week, all of these conversations that we've been having, all the hot tub conversations, all the long car ride conversations, I feel so aligned with him and I just feel really connected. It's super interesting. But yeah, we are preparing as a household to swap roles. And the goal is to be able to give him the freedom to grow something really special, but not have income for potentially a while, which means that I need to work more. Okay. So that's what I'm up to.
So wait a second. Did I hear you say your hot tub is working again?
Yeah, it's working. Do you want to come hang out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I was so excited about it the last time and you're like, it's not
broken.
It's not friendly.
I probably just told you it was broken so I didn't have to see you in your swim shorts.
But I got my belly button fixed. So now we can.
Yeah.
Now it's not as unseemly.
Okay, we got to talk about reel
from inside I know, jokes right? Yeah. For new people. well, that's exciting for you guys. I'm excited. And yes, yeah. I'm going to come visit. What is it? That's like in a month because we're going to do this workshop.
I'm so excited. I have just, you know, COVID threw everything, a wrench into everything, but we did live workshops in Seattle, which was a lot of fun because we got to meet our listeners one-on-one. We had clients that came, which was really fun to
like
see
Elizabeth.
Them.
Like Elizabeth.
You're just going to say your first name, right?
Well,
there's confidentiality issues.
She's definitely going to send me like a thumbs up or something. She's going to text us both and be like, she's going to feel famous.
You said my name. And Kim is over there like, my name's not Kim or Karen. Okay. So yes, the workshop is coming up. I'm super excited. And that's actually, I think what we should talk about today is I've had several people kind of reach out and go, what is this thing? Mm-hmm. Or why would I be interested?
That would be good for me too. Cause I don't know if I remember.
You're a little unclear.
Well, we were talking today. I'm doing this thing in a couple of weeks and sorry guys out there, listen, this is the big difference between me and Laura. Mm-hmm. I'm doing this thing in a couple of weeks and I found out that I was the second person that they wanted to do it because they asked Laura first and Laura was like, no, I'm not going to do it. And I was like,
busy.
Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you do it? And she's like, because it's so much work. And I was like, it's like an hour's worth of work. And you're like, not for me. It's but I was the kid who did like his third period homework and second period and my second period homework and first period. You probably like were way ahead of the game.
Yeah, we talked about that because I was like, I like to have everything like my PowerPoint and then I run through it.
I'm like PowerPoint.
You just wing it. So anywho.
Anyway.
So I visited my brother last week and we both got a good giggle at how the two of us have been aging in the last several years. He has this gray beard. It is so handsome and distinguished. Meanwhile, I have a receding hairline. Wait, did I just say receding hairline? Yeah, I sure did because ever since my son was born, I have had thin hair right along my temples and it resembles a male receding hairline. Well, I guess I'm not alone because 30 million women are impacted by weakened or thinning hair. And if you're among them, know that you're not alone and that there is a solution that you can trust to deliver results. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, clinically shown to improve your hair growth, thickness, and visible scalp coverage. Nutrafol has three unique formulas to support women throughout all stages of life, including postpartum and menopause. Each formula is physician formulated using natural, drug-free, medical-grade ingredients in consistently effective dosages so that you can get the most reliable results. In a clinical study, 86% of women reported improved hair growth after 6 months. You can grow thicker, healthier hair and support our show by going to Nutrafol.com and entering promo code MTR to save $15 off of your first month subscription. This is their best offer anywhere, and it's only available to U.S. customers for a limited time, plus free shipping on every order. Get $15 off at Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code MTR.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
you're getting people who are asking you and
they want to know a little bit more about the workshop. So,
Yeah, of course.
Here's the cool thing is we really do. We want to do this for our listeners because it's been so long, because we have done this in the past, but we haven't offered it for years. So we're going to do the 7 principles for making marriage work workshop. A little background about that is that I actually co-developed this program. So when I was working at the Gottman Institute, so backing up a little bit more, John Gottman wrote this book. It's called The 7 Principles for Making Marriage Work. It is the culmination of his 40 years of research in one book. And it's super popular. It's been out there for 20 years. It's been translated into many,
It's like always, it's like perpetually top 10, top five, like
it's up there with
the marriage books.
Yeah. The 5 love languages and the 7 principles comes up. So I was at the Institute back in, I want to say like 2011, sitting around a conference table, and we just sort of all kind of decided, you know, it'd be really neat is if we took this book that people are reading and we made it into a workshop, because sometimes books don't get read, or the idea of this book is actually to do something. You're not just supposed to read it by yourself in isolation. You're actually supposed to do something with the information. And I think it's special.
It's like, isn't that like a novel? That's like a brand new, like mind blowing idea. People always ask me about how therapy works or whatever. And I'm like, it doesn't.
People work. I know the response. Yeah, so you said it.
You listen to a podcast and go to therapy. You can buy a book, but they're useless if you're not like putting them into practice. So,
yeah.
So you guys are sitting around, you're talking about this paperweight that you have in front of you.
Or like, remember when P90X came out and everyone was like, I'm going to buy P90X. I'm going to have like the DVDs, best,
big box
the most
DVDs.
Ripped abs ever. And it just sits there.
You just sits get there. It for Ryan he's for his doing, 2023 goals.
He's doing really well. He's going to Orange Theory every single morning, 5 a.m. I hear him marching around at 4:30 in the morning. It's great. I'm really loving it. Okay. So this paperweight, this book, it's great. It's as good. And also, when you have a partner, one person will read the book and they'll be so pumped. And now they're the expert. I know all the ways to make the relationship better. And so it creates this weird dynamic between people when you have one person that's willing to read the book and you just keep pushing the book in front of your partner going, please just read this, just read this. Mm-hmm. So now we're just going to take all of that away from you and say, all you have to do is show up. Just come to this workshop.
Or you give them the book and it's on their nightstand and you're just silently seething the whole, like every night you go in there and you see the book hasn't moved, but I've heard that story a few times.
Nothing about like the spine hasn't been broken.
Yeah.
My favorite part is when couples were saying like, we would buy one copy of the book and then I would start writing in the margins and underlining things and highlighting it. And it was like a really passive aggressive way to be like, you know, when it says something about your husband not showing up or like not paying attention to you or not, you know, like
star underline.
So anyway, I mean, the content is really phenomenal, but it's the execution that we are more interested in. And it's the execution and doing it a way that I think Zach and I have nailed, which is I think we're infotainment. We can give you great information. Hilarious. But then we can also make it interesting. And so what we will do is we'll spend an evening with you on Friday, depending on where you are in the world. This is a virtual workshop. So you know, hopefully we're, it'll be our evening. So you just show up and you're going to be on film. So we're on camera. Film, that's not a word we use very often anymore. Mm-hmm. But we'll be able to
Did you ever have a camera that had film in it, drive it up to the parking lot of like a Kmart where there was a little kiosk and drop it off and then wait like 4 days to go back and get it? And then did you ever do that?
Yeah, that was not beyond me, but not like a Kmart. What were the actual photos?
It was
photo
like a little
stores?
Like coffee hut in the middle of like a, no, I'm talking about like a little coffee hut that was in the middle of like the mall parking lot. And it was a drive through and you drove up and you dropped off your film.
No.
People know this. Yeah. It's a thing. There are of course, like you can go to Walmart and drop off your 1 hour photo film canister thing, but I'm talking about old school, like
must not
you wait to get your pictures back. And you had like a 24 roll or 36 roll. And then
my
daughter takes 36 pictures of her face, like in like 5 minutes.
You're like, do you know that that would have been $12.99 back in the day? Yes. to develop? And then you probably would have gotten doubles because they're that good. You want to share that it with
free
your
doubles.
Friends.
Free yeah. doubles. Yeah.
Extra glossy.
I think you're onto something in this way. Like, content is in and of itself useless. And that is really important. I think the other thing about that book, that Seven Principles book, is it's full of amazing context, but it's relatively right. dry read. It's mm-hmm. not an explosive or even all that entertaining read. It's got a ton of great information. So it needs, this is my flip, right? It needs context. It needs another context. And so I think what you guys created was this opportunity for people to come and take this book, this text, this content, and turn it into something that looked like, how do I use it? Why does it work? How does one thing link to another? Right. Why are these patterns important? And you know, the thing that I always talk about, I mean, in the front part of any of this, is there are two kinds of couples in the world. There are couples that stay married and there are couples that don't.
Okay.
There's only two categories. Now, you don't have to be happily married, but John was kind of, he got famous for being able to predict divorce. And I put that in air quotes because it's not exactly what he did. It was more like he was able to correlate divorce predicting behaviors with people who ended up getting divorced. Mm-hmm. And the seven principles are really about what you do in order to preserve and protect yourself from those predictive things.
Right.
And so I think, you know, if you read a book, one of the things that you were saying is it's really easy to highlight only the things that matter to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, this is what he's doing, or this is what I need to work on. But the workshop really does help you kind of link all that together and put some things into practice in a very safe and sort of tertiary way, meaning like it's not for you to come and do all the intense work. Yeah. It's for you to come and it's almost like going to Home Depot and getting like the basic starter set of seven essential tools that you need to have in your shed.
Sure.
And then of course the work is to learn how to use them and learn how to build with them and learn how. I remember I did that when I first moved to Seattle. I went to Home Depot once a month on a Saturday. We called it Home Depot School. Oh my gosh, I haven't thought about this forever. Hmm. I sat there and they taught me like how to do drywall, how to do electric, how to do stuff. Is literally like for idiots like me to figure out like, and I thought I was like master, like handyman, because I could now change a outlet.
Plug
out and put another one in. Uh-huh. I thought I was the coolest.
See, I thought I was awesome because I put in a new thermostat in and there was like lots
That's
of
advanced.
Little, right. Thank you. Yeah. I did it all by myself. I was really pumped on that. Yeah. Anyway.
Now I have a guy, his name's Bernie, and his business is called Just Call Bernie. So if something goes wrong in our house, we just go, just call Bernie.
Just call
and
him.
Bernie comes over. We have a list for him and he just does. I just give him a list.
We got to get back on track. Some of us are ADHD and some of us are not today. That's me pointing at you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess I'm just
excited.
I think you are. Okay. Hold on. Can I comment on this? So you have this. The reason why I get really excited about the workshop is that I have a lot of couples that between our sessions, our therapy sessions, they've already signed up and committed and said, we're going to work on a relationship. This is a priority. We're going to pay Laura and we're going to see her every other week. Great. Mm-hmm. Then I say, what happened between the session? Nothing. Mm-hmm. We always have the best of intention or it's on our mind, right? Like I really want to make the relationship a priority. And then I say, well, what did you do? What did you do between? Nothing. And that's why I really love having a workshop is it's your time to say, I get that we're busy. I understand that this is a priority, but unless I commit with time and money, it's not going to happen. It's hard to get both my partner and I on the same page, focused on the same thing. And that's literally all that we are doing because you can go and you can read this book on your own, but is it going to happen? Probably not. Yeah. Or one of you is going to read it and then it's going to create a weird dynamic between the two of you because one of you is the expert and leaning into the relationship and the other person has good intentions, but hasn't read the book. And now you guys are frustrated. But when you both show up and you commit your time and your energy to the same weekend, that's when magic happens. And I joke that it's infotainment, but the magic is not Zach and I. The magic is not the content in the book. The magic is the experience that you have with your partner when you guys start turning toward each other and you have these like revelations, or you have these honest conversations, or we bring you through tough conversations that you're having in a different way, and you're experiencing each other in a different way, or you're experiencing yourself as being more compassionate or gentle. So anyway, I just
I'm into it. I have a question though, like just straight up. Yes, the workshop is fantastic. It's got a lot of great content, and I think we delivered it in a way that's really helpful. I think you'll have fun. Mm-hmm. Now, I want to ask you this question. When a couple comes in and do you say, hey, how'd your week go? Or how did it go? And tell me, I never say this phrase, but like, tell me about your homework. Cause I hardly ever remember what homework I provide or whatever. But when they say we didn't do it or we didn't do anything, what do you do next? What's the next thing you say?
I think I search for, it's really hard because I think I made a lot of mistakes early on where I was probably shaming or disappointed. I mean, not intentionally, but it was like, what, why, how can I help you find the time to do this? But now
that comes from like your,
my upbringing,
like the way you're wired.
Yeah.
That's you sort of not grappling with your own sort of unprocessed style of doing homework or whatever. Like
I am not gentle on myself for not doing, not getting my to-do list done. And so it's very difficult for me to be gentle on other people. That's I have expectations for myself.
Are you gentler now on yourself?
100% learning to be way more gentle.
That's interesting. Cause I can imagine that not that you would ever say, well, that sucks. Why didn't you do your homework? Like you dummy, but like, I can see how if you're wired as a person who's high performing and gets their stuff done and then somebody comes in, like I can see how that would creep in, particularly if you haven't like made peace with that part of it. So, okay. That's a side note. That's about you in particular, but as a therapist, some couples come in, they say, we didn't do any of what we were supposed to do last week. And then what do you do?
And then I say that seems to be more of the same. So like that's kind of a Terry Real phrase, right? Like doing more of the same. So not doing your homework is more of the same. And I tend to just try and find something that they can feel proud of, because momentum, progress, change doesn't always happen in the doing. It can oftentimes happen internally. So the question that I like to start with isn't about homework. It's tell me something that you're really pumped about and proud about. My clients that listen to this, they'll go, yep, Laura asked us this and I'm always ready. I'm like, toot your horn. What are you excited about? How you showed up as the version of you that you want to be? Like, what's the version of you that showed up in the last week that you're really excited about? And oftentimes it's a thought process. Oftentimes it's choosing rose-colored glasses rather than looking at your relationship and finding the negatives. It might be pausing and, you know, like maybe allowing defensiveness to wash over you and choosing not to respond defensively, but instead choosing something different. That's something that's exciting. If you didn't sit down and do your homework of reading this, listening to this, blah, 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 whatever it might be, then that's just more of the same. But what is different? That's what I want to know.
Okay. Okay.
What do you do? I'm kind of wondering why you're asking me this question.
Well, because it happens, right? And I'm interested to know what people do. And I think you're doing something different than you used to do. I'm probably doing something different than I used to do. I'm on a pretty significant philosophical shift in my practice right now, I think, where I sort of take as a given that I have all the tools. Like I am Home Depot. I just like if people come to me and they want help, I'm like, good news. You want tools? Great. I got tools. I'm Home Depot. I literally have every tool. I can take you. If you say, here's my problem, I go, that's on aisle 7. Let's go over to aisle 7 and I'll give you the tool and we'll do it. Like I can do that just because of experience and the expertise and the methodology and kind of having seen. But then a couple comes back and goes, oh, we didn't do it. And so now the shift for me is why? Why didn't you do it? Like, what do you, what can we learn about that? Because that actually is, I think, where there's like real meat. So some people don't do it because they're like too busy. And I go, okay, let's talk about busy. Is that a thing we can we solve for busy? Well, maybe not. Everybody's busy right now. I mean, everybody's busy. You got kids, you got jobs, you got sleep, you got to exercise, you know, but there's something else in the way. And I'm interested in knowing what that is, because unless and until people grapple with sort of why they don't do their homework, then I I don't know that they ever will, you know?
Okay.
So let's say you're thinking about doing this workshop, right? And you go, hey, I'm going to do this workshop. It's the right thing to do. I'm excited about it. Zach and Laura have made it sound really fun. And then you say, I'm not going to do it. We're not going to do it. Well, examine why not, right? It could be us. That's fine. It could be that you feel like the resource isn't valuable. That's okay. Important. That's also could be one of the answers. Why didn't we do it? We thought about it and we decided it just wasn't the tool we needed. It wasn't helpful. Okay, great. Don't waste your time, you know, but mm-hmm. I'm busy or I'm afraid or mm-hmm. I'm, we tried before and I don't trust him not to do it again. You know, like mm-hmm. all of those things is where the real rubber meets the road.
So here's what I think about homework or why people don't do something. And this is coming from an Emily Nagoski quote, which is her first. She said, there is one phrase that basically is the groundwork, the bedrock. How about that? The bedrock of my work. It's pleasure is the measure. And my assumption as to why people don't do homework is that they did not assume it was going to be pleasurable. Okay. Meaning, like, we lean into things that we enjoy and we lean away and out of things and we don't do things that are not pleasurable.
Yeah.
And so if the homework is, hey, I'm going to introduce a new way for you to have a conflict conversation in session, in a workshop, and then I want for you guys to do it on your own. If they haven't experienced something different or like said, you know, what was really neat about that conversation is that I showed up differently or my partner like paid attention to me or didn't react the same way that they used to, then you're building kind of this new pattern of maybe this could be pleasurable or I felt more connected in that process. That's my assumption as to why people don't do homework is that there is an anticipation of pleasure coming from it.
Yeah. That's fascinating. It certainly can be on the list. I think where I push back a little bit is I'm not making assumptions anymore. I'm going, well, what, let's learn about that. You know, and I had one couple just recently, her name is Kim or Lisa, but she came in and she was, we were talking and they were like, we're not doing the homework. And I'm like, why not? They're like, it's too hard.
Okay.
When we try, we fail. It's not, it's not working. And I was like, let's dial it down.
Yeah.
Let's dial it down. I mean, we've dialed it way down to things like please and thank you and good morning and good night and eye contact. And, you know, but they now they're like, we love it. We love please and thank you. Good morning and good night. It's so fun to feel successful. It's so good to feel like like you said, there's something different. Yeah. And I think sometimes we just have to go, oh, you're not ready for aisle 7 yet. You're still in the checkout lane where the candy is. Like,
this Home Depot is really, this is like, you're carrying it all the way through.
Brought to you by Home Depot.
We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Well, we haven't had to, because we have,
now we have real sponsors.
Yeah. So, I use the Home Depot metaphor actually quite a bit, because the other piece I'll say is, people who go into Home Depot and say, I need tools. I need some tools. The very first thing, what are you building?
Right.
What is your project? Mm-hmm. What are you working on? And when couples don't know, they come in with these blank slates. And this is what the couple that I'm like, dude, if you're just coming in here because you think like the Gottman method is great, watch it on YouTube. Like, get it for free. Like, read the book. Because the content is ubiquitous. Like, content is, we need a context now that's going to motivate you to actually pursue the change that you're looking for. And that might be therapy and it might be a book and it might be a workshop. But that's the part where I think like couples that don't know or don't have help, they need more than a tool salesman. They need an actual project manager.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So. I like that. And it also makes me think about the workshop is that we get to that, what are you building piece at the end? Which is kind of like the question is, or I guess what we're leaning into is, you're here because you don't want to do what you've been doing like this anymore. Mm-hmm. You identified that whatever we have going on, there's an anticipation because of my whole family, you know, got divorced, or this is my fourth marriage or whatever. There's an anticipation that maybe something might go wrong. So we're kind of trying to preemptively establish some good habits. Whatever that might be, but either way, everybody's here because they want something to be different. And then we get to the place where we give you all the tools. Now that you have all the tools, now let's talk about what you're building. That comes at the end of the workshop. That's the piece where it's like, where are you going as a couple? Like, what are your common goals and what are your values that link you together? And how are you creating something that's really meaningful? We talk about that. It's just at the end.
Yeah. So, all right.
All right.
So that's exciting. It's like a trailer, like a teaser.
It is a bit of a teaser.
For all the stuff. Yeah.
When this episode comes out, do we still have the early bird rate or is that passed at that point?
No, it'll be passed at that point, but,
womp womp.
Yeah.
But that's okay. It's still a
all of the information is at marriagetherapyradio.com. You can go up there and,
it's March 2nd and 3rd. Nope. It's March 3rd and 4th. March 3rd and 4th. Sorry.
It's Friday and Saturday.
Yeah. Friday and Saturday. So it's Friday evening Pacific time. It's like 3 hour chunk of time. And then most of the day on Saturday. So yeah. Lock your calendar off, register early so that you make sure you get a seat and we can get materials to you early enough.
That's a good deal.
It is.
And right about now is it, I think like this episode, maybe a week or so, is when you want to register in order to get your materials on time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how fast they ship, but yeah, you get your own stuff. You get like a whole box of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Although it's virtual. It's a virtual box.
Oh, no. So they just email it to you instantly. So don't worry about it. Take your time registering. You can do it the night before if you need to.
Okay.
Those of you who are procrastinators like me, you're like, you're doing your third period homework and second period.
The bar is low.
I got an email yesterday from a guy who wanted me to explain what happened in the last session because part of his homework was that he was supposed to like review this stuff.
Okay.
And their last session was 10 days ago and I'm meeting with them again tomorrow. So like he waited like 8 days to get the clarity that he needed. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, well, at least it's not 10 days. Mm-hmm. So
whatever. Bar's low. Don't shame him like Laura would. Laura would shame him.
No, I will not shame him like Laura.
Good. Good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for the reminder.
You could say,
you're making me a better therapist.
You're... I wish I could say the same about you. I'm just kidding. No, you definitely do. All right. Yeah. Well, let's land this plane and, and marriagetherapyradio.com will have all the information you need for the 7 principles for making marriage work workshop on March 3rd and 4th. That's it.
Right on.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Marriage Therapy Radio. The workshop is on March 3rd and 4th. We also have an August workshop and an October workshop. So if you happen to register for the March workshop and for whatever reason something comes up, we can always roll your registration on over to the August one. I think my biggest maybe push to you is to get you and your partner in the same place at the same time, fully attuned and just dedicating a chunk of time to your relationship. This is not magic making information. What's going to be magic is the two of you focusing on each other for that period of time. And sometimes it just takes a commitment to a workshop to make that happen. You can register on marriagetherapyradio.com. If you have any questions, send me an email, info@marriagetherapyradio.com. Thanks for all of your time and attention, making your relationship better today than it was yesterday.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.